So that's, I mean, maybe it's a slippery slope, but I feel, like I said, these are so representational.
Well.
And it's just such a clear attitude that it can't possibly not permeate the rest of your life.
Well, there's, okay, yeah. So what it is there's this sort of selfish attitude that's manifesting. But I was, like, thinking about sort of, like, relative goods and evils.
Hmm.
Like, you know, killing somebody and taking their money.
But there's not, like, a lot of that around. Really, I mean, bad, right? But I mean, I wouldn't say, like, this is the state of society is detriment or has been detrimented by those people. You know, it's by, like, the people who have gone and killed people and robbed them. You know, it's like they're out there, but it's like on a day-to-day basis, it's not really affecting you or I or anything, right? But the people who are selfish on a small and tiny level.
You think that that is bigger than sort of the, I don't know, the major crime operations and stuff like that? On like an absolute level, like you add up all the little selfishnesses.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Obviously, one by one, one instance of this versus one instance of that, obviously killing somebody and taking their money is way worse than like stealing a spot, leaving trash in the bus, lying to somebody.
Hmm.
Whatever, right? But if you add up all those offenses, add up all the trash in the bus, and then you add up all the murders, even if there's like a murder a day, there's 700,000 people in this city.
Mm-hmm.
If they all do something selfish 5 times a day, and then one person dies because of, like, you know, well, that's a lot. Maybe 365 deaths a lot. But I don't think that many people, I mean, like, what is it, like 10, 20 people died a year?
In terms of murders?
Yeah.
I don't know. Over in Oakland, I saw a stat that it was like 108 or something like that last year.
Yeah. I mean, Oakland's...
Well, I would argue, actually, city. I would argue the opposite on this one. I would say that that there's no comparison in terms of, like, additive relativity between these things. It's like, I would say there is a relativity in terms of, well, you know, robbing and murdering somebody is way, way worse than leaving your garbage on the bus and lying about it.
For sure.
Which is also bad.
Yeah.
But not, like, not
I mean, we
really
can definitely agree on a single instance, right?
But what your argument is implying is that if you had enough instances of leaving your garbage on the bus and lying about it, it would be worth one person being murdered. And so if one person were murdered, instead of having all this buzz, it would be like a good trade-off. And I would say, no, that's not.
What do you mean good?
Like you're saying there's sort of an equality of value between some, it might be a huge number.
Value to who?
To you?
No, to society.
Well, society is a bunch of people.
Yeah, exactly. And like only one person would be affected by this murder.
No, it would affect everybody.
Not really.
It would affect all the people around that person. All
right, but
and
still,
like, and so as you sort of, like, you have that person who it affects
their family.
Absolutely. Then it affects their family, then it affects their friends, and it affects those people's family and friends slightly less.
Yeah.
And those people's family and friends.
But
slightly,
I mean, still, that's
less.
Like, maybe, you know, like, let's say it's like 1,000 people.
No, but it's more than that, because eventually we're all interconnected.
But I mean, I don't know any people who've been murdered this year in San Francisco.
Yeah, but you probably know, you're probably 6 degrees separated from somebody.
But that's just the point. It's like, okay, how big is that circle, and how big is that circle to the sixth? Because I don't know those people, so it can only be some number. It's not infinitely connected, right?
Right. But what I'm saying is that in terms of comparing these multitudes of tiny bad things to, like, basically what your argument is saying is that the rights of that person or the well-being of those people, the sacrifice that they take in terms of their utility is worth all of our minor sacrifices.
I think you're acting like I can make a choice as to, like, whether I get one or the other.
Well, but that's what your argument is saying.
No, it's not. It's just saying that, like, given that they're happening, I think they kind of sum up to be more detrimental to society or less detrimental to society.
Okay, I see. I misunderstood.
I'm not making a choice. I'm not saying I prefer to have more deaths or less deaths or less trash or more trash. I'm just saying, like,
okay,
on the whole, if you sum up all these things, I would say they amount to more than a murder.
It's the, because again, I think we get into this snag of when you compare things like that, it does sort of have this implication of trade-off or whatever.
But well, that's if you want to take it to the next level where it's like, if you're giving me a choice, what would you rather have? Then it's like, okay, but it's like, given that they exist, they're both existing.
Yeah.
You know, and like, as a member of society, who have you been more affected by trash on the bus and people lying to you and taking your spots and things like that, or a murder? Like, in your life here in San Francisco?
I don't know, because so many of those things are hard to measure in terms of, like, when you do get sort of the this affects this person severely, and so it affects the people around them to a slightly lesser degree, and so forth. And it affects their behavior. And so their behavior changes might affect you more than if it didn't affect their behavior.
So you can't ever know that.
Yeah, you can't ever know.
All right. Well, I just say, I guess I'm just trying to get to the point where, like, you know that you've been affected by a lot of these small things.
Right.
And it has, like, you know, changed the course of your day, or, like, your feeling or your outlook, you know, in a quantifiable way in a numerous amount of ways many times throughout the year. Like, just people being rude. And it's, like, not, like, rude, like, snapping at you or yelling at you. It's little minor things. Like, just, I don't want to be around people who leave trash in the bus and lie to me. You know, I don't want to be around people who take my spots. I don't want to be in a place where I can't just, like, you know, calmly drag down the street and look for a spot, which is infuriating as it is, and I have to feel like it's like sharks out there.
But I think the problem is that the only quantifiable thing about that is the amount of time that it subtracts from what you would otherwise do, right? So, like, I picked up the cans and took them to the recycle bin, which took me an extra...
No, it
50 did, seconds.
But if you hadn't done that at all, it still would have affected you.
It affected me, but it's harder to quantify that. That's like...
Sure, but it's more present than these other things, though. I mean, it's more present to me that I've been wronged, or that somebody was, like, selfish, or somebody was, like, kind of, like, careless, than it is that somebody might have been killed somewhere away in some other community that I don't know about. You know, I mean, I guess it kind of does... It does kind of lead me not to want to go to that part of the city where I know a lot of murders happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like for those people, obviously their neighborhood has been dragged down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that there's no, you know, downsides, and like, you're right, totally it spreads out. But especially in the inner city, you know, maybe that contrast is a little more. But like, if you go out to the suburbs and stuff like that, there aren't a lot of murders, there aren't a lot of this. But there is a little more of like people just being kind of a little more rude. You know, and like being selfish, but then again, maybe there's, you know, I guess to counterpoint myself, there's probably more of this stuff going on in the city also, because people are just a lot more, thick-skinned in the city, right? Mm. They just don't really. It's a little rat racy.
Mm.
Like, well, whatever. You're just gonna see another 100 people, whereas like maybe out in the rural areas and suburbs, like, hey, you see 100 people in one day. That's kind of a lot of people. You see 100 people today. That's just 3 o'clock on a Thursday. Anyway. All right. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, ask our readers and listeners. Readers. Oh, you know, you guys are missing a transcript? Come on. Transcript.irregularsearchoftruth.com.
I want to try and use a like auto transcripting software.
Yeah.
And see how it does with
that. And I think the next level of that would be to see if they could figure out two voices.
Yeah,
that would
be pretty cool. Something to look forward to. What is it? irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. Should we call it there?
Yeah, that was good. I think I blew away all your other topics with my rant, but
that's okay. That's all right. We got those for another time. I will leave them here, in fact.
All right.
You can just have topics, and if you want, you can go get sandwiches at Andronico's, which is the card that I
you got one
wrote
sandwich,
my topics.
Like.
Yeah.
Your but sandwich if, club membership has just started. You're throwing it away?
Yeah, well, no, I'm leaving it here. So now, look, we can both build up towards
sandwiches. But what if you want a sandwich? Oh. And it's here.
Then maybe I'll keep this.
We
got to
get a stamp that looks just like a tree.
There
or
you go.
Or a music note.
No, see, that's just like leaving your trash
that's
on the
very
bike.
Similar. It's
forging your sandwich stamp. Anyway, this has been the Irregular Search for Truth. We didn't find any today. But we dug a bit.
Well, we found that there was a near non-equivalence between a murder and 10 million instances of rudeness.
Yes, I would say a non-transferability of the bad.
Right.
Okay. All right. We both agree on that.
Yeah.
It's hard to express, but we both agreed on that.
Yes.
All right. A regular search for truth. My name's Scott.
My name's Sachin.
Take it easy.